Earth and Sky.
Mars's moon, Phobos, is a small planetary body. Even though it's small, it has some purpose in the solar system.
You're listening to NASA scientist Thomas Duxbury, and this is Earth Sky's Clear Voices for Science. Dr. Duxbury leads efforts to analyze the closest ever images of Mars's moon Phobos, taken in early 2010 by the Mars Express spacecraft of the European Space Agency. Dr. Duxbury spoke with Earth Sky's Jorge Salazar about the big science happening at Mars's tiny moon.
Dr. Duxbury, welcome to Earth Sky's Clear Voices for Science.
Well, thank you so much.
Now, why do scientists seek better information about Mars's moon Phobos?
Well, NASA has a goal to learn about the origin, evolution, and current status of our solar system. NASA needs to know as much as it can about every body in our solar system, big or small. Phobos happens to be one of the smaller ones. But one interesting thing about Phobos, I believe that Phobos is an accretion of crater ejector from Mars that was thrown into orbit about Mars, and then over time, through gravitational pulls, formed the moon of Mars, Phobos, that we see today. So I believe when we look at Phobos, we are looking at Mars.
What does this moon tell us about Mars in that way?
What we would like to do is to land on Mars and bring back samples to study Mars in detail. Landing on Mars and coming back to Earth is extremely difficult. One has to overcome the tremendous gravity of Mars, both to slow us down to land and then to lift off of the surface and come back to Earth. A simple shortcut is to go to the moon Phobos. Its gravity is thousands of times less than that of Mars, and so it's much easier to land on, to take a sample, and much easier to bring that sample back to Earth. So therefore, we can get tremendous experience of the Mars environment with robotic exploration and human exploration by first going to Phobos, practicing all of the operations needed, developing all of the technologies needed to not only go to the moon Phobos, but then as a follow-on, go to Mars.
One thing that I definitely want to talk with you about is these recent flybys of the moon Phobos by the Mars Express spacecraft. New images show the closest look ever seen of this moon. What's new to report about it?
Well, as you get higher and higher resolution of the images, as we are doing currently, you see more and more detail on the surface. Phobos has an interesting surface. First of all, like most planetary bodies, without an atmosphere, it is just pockmarked with craters, from the smallest to the largest. It's totally saturated with craters. However, for Phobos, it has a huge crater. Its crater is named Stickney, and from radiating from this crater are these long linear features that go all the way around to the backside of Phobos. And so one thing that we're interested in is what caused these long linear features. They look like secondary craters, but not quite. They could be caused by this huge impact fracturing the surface and interior of Phobos, nearly splitting it apart, or it could be boulders rolling on the surface from the large impact Stickney. So, I mean, one of the things is trying to understand the surface morphology of Phobos and what caused this global network of grooves.
These radial features, these spokes that are coming from this this large crater, what's happening there? Why is it important? Why are scientists so interested in this?
As I mentioned, we have some hypotheses. Phobos is very close to Mars. the tidal forces, the gravity of Mars, is trying to pull Phobos apart. And in fact, within about 50 million years, we expect that the gravity of Mars will keep tugging on Phobos and pull it closer and closer. And within 50 million years, it will be broken up into small pieces and form a ring around Mars. We may have a situation where Phobos was accreted from Mars ejecta and it is working its way back to the surface of Mars. But some of the theories are that as Phobos is being tugged, these stresses by the Mars gravity, that during that impact that almost shattered Phobos, that these are fractures that come from the interior to the surface. That's one explanation. Another explanation is these could be linear crater change. We see on most all planets, Mars and our moon, if there's a large impact, then the ejecta that's thrown out sometimes form a straight line radiating from the center of the crater. And these can go quite far. Some go halfway around the moon. On Phobos, as I mentioned, these features, these linear grooves features, they go clear back around to the other side, but don't quite get to the other side. They stop. I believe that a large number of these features are caused by boulders that were ejected from the crater and were rolling on the surface. You can actually see how these trails follow the topography. They go up and down the sides of craters, and their path is actually diverted as they go around a crater wall. Sometimes they crisscross, and then eventually they stop. I believe that because Phobos has such a small gravity field, a gravitational pull, that as these boulders are rolling on the surface, they eventually have enough speed that they just go off of the surface back into Mars orbit.
I was about to ask, what happened to the boulders?
Right, the boulders have left the surface and have gone into Mars orbit.
You've been listening to NASA scientist Thomas Duxbury. He's a research professor at George Mason University and on the Mars Express stereo camera team of the European Space Agency. To subscribe to this and other free science interview podcasts, visit the subscribe page at earthsky.org. I'm Lindsay Patterson. EarthSky is a clear voice for science.
We're at earthsky.org.